Okay then, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as you can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Tuesday the 16th of April. Hope you're keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. Let's get straight into it then. We're finally getting these markets beginning to move a little bit more in line with market fundamentals. One of the reasons why we've broadly had a very challenging February and March was due to the resilience that's in the market, which is the market pretty much ignoring some of these market fundamentals. Those trades are beginning to filter through pretty much across the board. So let's explain this, the backdrop behind these markets, and let's explain the trades that we're currently in. We're in significant profits across those particular trades. We're looking to manage those trades and maximize the return in those trades. They're let or win or run trades. We really love those when we can start to build a bit of a portfolio. That's the position we're in. It's only really, I suppose, compensation for, you know, a few challenging weeks because of the kind of bubble dynamics or the buy everything dynamics. It's very, very dangerous when you get a financial market which seems to be on the surface a buy-only market, because the basic premise of a financial market is that it's a battleground between buyers and sellers. And if there's no sellers, there's something wrong with that market dynamic. So you're really looking for the catalyst for those sellers to start coming in. And we think 2 weeks ago, we had US unemployment numbers come in much stronger than is expected. And last week we heard from the inflation numbers, which are a little bit higher than expected. And that all feeds in to central bank monetary policy decision-making in various different ways and creating a really significant opportunity. So I'll explain this interest rate differential in just a second. Okay, so just as a quick introduction then, you know, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So we've had a bit of a very strong view on the dollar. We've had a strong view as well on kind of a bearish market condition for the equity markets. And that's beginning to filter through on Friday and again today. So we are beginning to see a bit of a delayed response in those equity markets as well. So then we have to consider, you know, how What sort of strategy do we use? Where do we get in and out of these markets, and how do we do that? How do we manage risk, trade management as well, and trading psychology? All very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital. That's really important during a difficult market condition because, as you know, we reduce down trade size. So we're entering, I suppose, a phase of market conditions where we could start looking at trading perhaps normal size. But we're really focusing on maximizing our returns in our current portfolio of trades. And then the idea will be then to capitalize on the next round of hopefully really profitable trades as well. Okay, so let's get into it then. We'll start with this market moving news. So it's a bit of a quiet, especially yesterday we did have retail sales and core retail sales numbers coming in significantly above expectation. The Empire State Manufacturing Index actually coming in slightly worse than anticipated, but that's more of a regional sort of news event. So core retail sales looking really quite positive. There's this flight to safety trade where the dollar is broadly benefiting from that fear and anxiety which seems to be setting into these markets for really good reasons. We've been talking about this, at what point will the markets actually reprice exactly what's happening, because they've been immune to pricing in, I suppose, some of the negative side of these markets. And they've been ignoring strong unemployment numbers for 3 months. They've been ignoring higher sticky, if not higher inflation for the last 6 months as well. So now there seems to be a bit of a fundamental reaction to, a technical reaction to the market fundamentals, which is really what trading is all about and what a market should be doing. So we're able to sort of benefit from this current market condition. It wasn't so easy, of course, over the last couple of months, because we were getting, strong employment numbers. We were getting stronger inflation numbers coming through, and the markets weren't pricing that in. So all they're really doing now is beginning to price that sort of risk off interest rate differential narrative is really what's feeding through these markets. So that strong core retail sales and sales numbers are only likely to support the dollar, which is eventually what we saw. So we're making really solid progress on these dollar pairs. Just really over the last hour or so, we've had a claimant count change and average hourly earnings ticking a little bit higher. So you have strong wages, but you're also seeing a bit of an uptick in unemployment rate. So even though these central banks, their remit is low unemployment, they need to see the unemployment rates start to rise so they can justify starting to cut rates. And we're really playing that narrative now. So this afternoon, we're going to have Canadian dollar inflation numbers. And this is an important event this evening, not to be underestimated, between 6 and 6:30. We can expect considerable volatility around this event. We're going to be hearing from the Bank of England governor. We'll be hearing from the governor of the Bank of Canada and also the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, fireside. So just a bit of a backdrop. In December, he basically turned very, very dovish for reasons we still don't really understand. He kind of stuck to that plan, referred to January and February inflation numbers as a little bump in the road. Now it's looking a lot stronger. I wonder what reference he's going to make to that little bump in the road and whether he, for whatever reason, is really anxious to start cutting rates. Now, we're not too sure what the reasons for that are, because those reasons are not particularly obvious. But we are waiting to see now what he says. Is he going to reinforce the dovish view that we're going to start cutting anyway? Or is he going to actually say, look, the data's changing, so we're going to have to back off and be a little bit higher for longer? And this is where this market narrative analysis comes in pretty handily, because we've been in this dovish Fed narrative for the last 3 months, although you could argue we haven't really had the data to support that trade, which has been one of the problems for us. So we've seen massive risk on moves. We've seen massive equity rallies. The dollar didn't really do an awful lot. And you'd have to look at bond yields. And we're looking at the 2-year now. If it was a genuine dovish Fed, we had genuine dovish markets, we'd expect indices to rally, which they have been, but we'd expect the bond yields to actually start to lower. And we've seen the exact opposite. So now that the equity markets are selling off, that's only really moving in line with expectations. That's all it's really doing. So it's interesting when the hawkish Fed, when the realization kicked in pretty much last Friday that the markets are now pricing in the fundamentals, and the Fed are looking like, because of inflation, that they can't really start cutting anytime soon. We've been talking about this for quite some time, but we've wondered what would be the catalyst. Would it be the unemployment numbers from a week ago? The answer was, to a certain extent, yes, but a very small amount. The big catalyst has been the actual bump in inflation, and that's caused indices to roll over to the downside very aggressively. As the day ended yesterday, it was looking really quite bearish. And that dollar strength trade, so that's really been our focus because of a kind of a hawkish Fed. And we have a differential between the Fed keeping rates at 5.5, it looks like they're going to have to do it, versus the Bank of England and the ECB, which look like they have slightly favorable conditions to start lowering. So now we're increasing that differential. And the generally speaking, when it comes to interest rates, when you start rate hiking, it's positive for the currency. When you start to cut rates, it's negative for the currency. So we're seeing that dollar strength dynamic play out very, very clearly. There's no ambiguity about that trade whatsoever. And US bond yields have been pushing higher for the last 3 months, even though the equity markets have been rallying. So we've had this upside down market for the first 3 months of the year, and now all of it is beginning to unravel. The commodity markets is a completely different story. So what does that mean for us? Well, late day rally yesterday, as we were watching the equity markets, we come back to the dollar in just a second, but we've got strong rally yesterday, a strong rollover, should I say. We were experiencing a bit of a rally, even going into the retail sales numbers. They were looking really quite positive. And we were questioning, well, we don't really want to be getting in on the buy trade, but late day rally, strong rollover, and now we're down at these lows again. So as you know, we've been trying 2 or 3 occasions to actually start selling this. So it's not been easy. There's been a lot of sort of really quite choppy price action in there. And I think we were selling up at these highs. We just got taken out of the trade before the actual trade dropped. So we got pretty close to the US equity sell trade. And as you can see, like, even if you look at Friday's highs and Thursday's highs, you know, you're only a few points away from all-time highs. So we're still very close to those levels. But this suggests now that we'll be looking for further rollovers to the downside for the equity markets. Still sort of a bearish view across the board that kind of fits in nicely with our overall view. So going back to the dollar, we have this downward, we're able to get in at very significant early prices. We've already booked in profits and we are letting this winner run. And we let the market decide when we exit. Now, saying that, we do have some, we do have fireside chat with Jerome Powell, and he's a tricky customer. So we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. So really strong dollar. Further strength against the yen, surprisingly, waiting for the BOJ to step in. They have not done so. So they're wanting this rally to fizzle out, I would assume. I mean, who knows what the BOJ will or won't do? I mean, they've been talking about we're going to intervene if we, and it was broadly expected, if we get above 152. Now we're up at 154.5 and there's no intervention. So are they just, and the thing is, they're impacting their own credibility, which is, I suppose, a real big problem, because if the markets carry on and do what they want to do, and the central bank has no control over it at all, it's probably problematic for that economy further down the line. Dollar Swiss, our bias is very much to the upside. We haven't really seen the explosive move or any further continuation, really, but our bias is still very much to the upside. Dollar CAD, strong move. Aussie dollar as well, making that progress to the downside, and the New Zealand dollar, which we're currently in as well. So doing really well on these trades. We still maintain that dollar bias. We're watching the yen carefully to see if the BOJ do actually step in. Crude oil, there's a lot of uncertainty with developments in the Middle East, and I think that uncertainty is playing out in front of us as far as the oil price is concerned. It's a dangerous little phase, so be careful of crude oil now up at these levels. And gold started to rally again yesterday. It was looking sort of mildly weaker. We have this strong dollar. So the focus for us is the dollar, as opposed to trying to get involved in gold up at these extended highs. And the S&P 500 as well. So a bearish equity market. So really, it's kind of continuation from what we were saying over the last number of days. So nothing really needs to change. All the market fundamentals are still in place. So further risk off market conditions, further dollar strength, no reason to change that. Potential global indice weakness. You see, yesterday we said at some point, and at some point was last night, we had that sort of strong reversal. We had to be patient on that trade. We can now, what our priority is maximizing our returns on the dollar trades, and then look to build and add into that if we possibly can. So today's market summary is further risk off market conditions, for all the reasons that we've discussed. I'll post that into the chat box, guys, for you. Further dollar strength is expected. Global potential global indice weakness continuation expected as well, with finally getting that move beginning to kick in really quite aggressively as a late day move yesterday. So we're really expecting a bit of a reaction off the back of the retail sales numbers, and it just, that resilience just kept in place. So really, it's not an easy or a straightforward move, but it is something that's, I suppose it is what it is. Okay, so look, this interest rate differential, the fact that the Fed need to stay hawkish, we're going to be very eagerly aware of what Jerome Powell is likely to say later on at this fireside chat. That's likely to be, again, a bit of a volatile game changer. So we're going to monitor the dollar carefully going into that. And so keep an eye out. And we'll discuss this in a lot more detail as well in our live trade rooms now, just shortly. So any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. But on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. So hopefully you find it affordable. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com and you can connect with us there. Okay then, guys, on that note, listen, take care. We'll switch rooms. We'll be in our European live trade room now in just a few seconds. You can access it through your members area if you want to join us for that. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.